I'm Isabel Coffey. I am a classics major with a creative writing and humanities double minor. And last spring of 2018, I was studying abroad in Athens, Greece with the College Year in Athens program. I originally chose to study abroad here because Valpo doesn't offer a lot of the classes that I need for my classics major, and so this seemed like a really good option for getting like extra Greek and extra Latin classes that I couldn't get here, and it was. But for some reason, when I first started looking into studying abroad, I didn't really want to go on this program. I was really set on going to Dublin and studying at Trinity College and doing classics there. And anyway, our study abroad advisors just encouraged me to apply to CYA and just do some research and see what it was all about. And eventually it dawned on me that that would mean living in Athens for 4 months, and that would be really awesome. So I decided to go for it. I did my application and got accepted. And as soon as I got there, after the jet lag kind of wore off and just the surprise of being in a totally new place where I was totally unfamiliar, I was super glad that that's what I ended up doing. It was the perfect fit for me. I met amazing people, both on my program and people just living in Greece, and I would not have it any other way. So that's the short version. The long version is so much more. I feel like anyone who has the opportunity should study abroad, because it's just, it really, I don't want to be cliche and just say like it really changes who you are, but it really broadens your experience with the world, and just for me, it broadened my understanding of myself and like who I am and what's important to me, academically and just in my personal life. The first big thing I noticed when I got to Greece is that everything is just a lot less intense there, and I know this is true throughout Europe, I've heard, but I think there's just a special sort of quality to life in Greece because you live by the water and it's a small country. It's almost like the Midwest of Europe. Like, everyone is so kind and just like nice and hospitable and open-hearted. And everywhere that I went, whether or not people could speak English, because I don't speak modern Greek, they would just welcome me into their shops and into their homes and show me around, me and my friends, and just make sure that we knew where we were and we felt safe and we were having a good time. And also, additionally, everyone's just pace of life and mode of life is so much more slowed down and so much more just about enjoying the surroundings and enjoying the moment. And whenever I would get sick or someone in my class would get sick, my ancient Greek professor would say, she would say, just take a day off and go to the beach and sit by the water and take your books there and study there and just like breathe the sea air, and that's how you're going to get better. That's what she would always tell us. And if anyone got sick during class periods, our professors would encourage us to stay home and just rest and drink orange juice. And the people at the local coffee shop downstairs from my apartment would always give me orange juice and crackers when I was sick. And it was just like this, I feel like that just kind of epitomizes the philosophy there of just like, you can only do as well on your studies or in your travels or in anything you're doing. You can only do as well as you're feeling. So if you're not taking care of yourself in whatever capacity that looks like, and if you're not resting and you're not, you know, taking the time to slow down and enjoy, then you're not getting the most out of your life that you can. And it's not to be morbid. It's not like, oh, we're all going to die. Like, we have to enjoy life now, but it's more just like for the Greeks, like life is such a beautiful thing. And you know, you're by the sea, it's beautiful, the sky, look at the Parthenon, like everything has the ability to be really wonderful, and you just miss out on it if you're not, if you don't slow down and just take it in. And I think that's the biggest cultural difference between at least Athens and the small towns in Greece that I visited, between that and then between here in the United States. Everywhere I've lived, I feel like it's just a very much more intense workaholic environment. And I came back feeling more like I wanted to do less and get more out of it instead of trying to do every single thing I'm interested in and everything people expect of me and just do every single thing. And that's probably the biggest thing that I learned about like myself and what I want and just how I want to live my life.